So this morning's scripture comes from Luke 18, 9 through 14. This is a very familiar passage to most of you. So if you're reading along in your Bibles with me, we're going to be in, again, Luke 18, and we're going to start 9 through 14. Okay? This is the parable of the Pharisees and the tax collector. This is what the Lord has to say. Then Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer: "I thank you, God, that I am not a sinner like everyone else, for I don't cheat, I don't sin, and I don't commit adultery. I'm certainly not like the tax collector. Fast twice a week, and I give you a tenth of my income." But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, "Oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner." I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisees, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our message this morning is liberty by the grace of God. It is Reformation Sunday. Welcome to Bethel Presbyterian Church as we celebrate this day in worship. Friends, Jesus told this parable because the Pharisees in these verses did not have an accurate self-perception of himself. He looked upon himself better than others. His pride hindered his own ability to truly see himself or others, especially as God saw them. The Pharisees reminds me of what we look like when we refuse to see the truth. Most of us are guilty of ignoring our own sins by pointing a hypocritical finger at someone else, or yet someone worse off than we are. Many of us have hidden behind the respect we command as a person when others are around us. Let me be clear, God sees the real heart, and He will reward the real repentant heart. God forgives the humbled heart, He heals the humble heart, and He takes our humility and repentance and turns it into a spiritual growth beyond our own understanding. Humility before God leads and lends to a stronger faith in each of us. The tax collector in this parable came to the temple with a humble and honest self-awareness heart. And thus, God blessed him, and he was well on his way to the true spiritual renewal that he deserved. The Pharisees was headed for spiritual disaster. Friends, our liberty is found in Reformation by the grace of God. This is why we celebrate this day. Today we celebrate Reformation Sunday. It is a day that is symbolic to the power and the tenacity of the Holy Spirit that each of us carry with us. It moves in us like it moved in Martin Luther and John Calvin and others. Today marks 505 years that those followers of Christ Jesus took a stand and said these words: "Not on our watch. No more will we do this." In their day, the church was selling lots of heaven for monthly mortgage payments. That's the long and the short of it. In their day, the church theology was based on the idea or understanding that one has to earn their way to heaven. Now let me be clear, we must strive to be good Christians. We must strive to live good lives. We must strive to avoid sin. We must work hard independently and collectively together to spread the gospel and to do good things for the church as a whole, and more importantly, for this church and this community. Now, this all sounds kind of easy, but it isn't. It's especially not easy when it's pushed just one inch too far. You see, there's a fine line that we walk. Here's the truth. No matter how hard we try, no matter how good we are, we will stumble and fall short of the glory of God. Scripture declares it, and we do it every day. I saw a shared post on Facebook this week that said, looking for a meaningful relationship with a companion who has no bad habits. So I thought, well, that's worthy for me to check on the comments. So I searched through the comments, and one of the comments was, well, don't we all? The real truth is none of us are perfect. We all have bad habits, and we all have flaws. We are human, and it says to err is human, right? Thus, how do we get to heaven if we are not perfect? Dialing back to the Reformation, the church had an answer. It had an answer then for that question. Salvation has a price, was its answer. But Jesus Christ debunked that answer. Jesus proved in his life and in his death that when we stumble, he is there to grab us. No matter how many times he stands ready and how many times we stumble, he is there to save us from ourselves. This morning is purposeful because Reformation, friends, is what connects us, young and older alike. Whether it was 2,000 years ago or 500 plus years ago or even today, everyone suffers from the same thing. We are broken sinners. The good news is that God is willing to forgive when we are willing to ask and confess. That is the heart of this message, taught during the Reformation. That's what these men stood for in the Reformation. And it is the same message we see in the scriptures this morning in the parable that we read. Friends, it's an upside down kingdom that Jesus gives, where the first will be last and the last shall be first. It is a kingdom where we all are on an even playing field. No matter what team jersey we wear, if we wear the team jersey Jesus Christ, we are all equal. The true point of this parable that Jesus tells is simply this. Grace works in such a way that you don't get what you deserve. If we all got what we deserve, then all of us would be forever condemned. This would simply be an exercise. We aren't perfect people. None of us are heroes in faith. We work hard doing our best, but yet we have shortcomings and we have many, many flaws. Today's parable shines light on us for who we are. God justifies the sinner who realizes he or she is in sin and asks for forgiveness. And we see the failure of self-righteous men who tried to very, very hard, in fact, even in prayer, to earn his own salvation and justify his reasonings on the unjustified to God. This message was taught by Jesus 2,000 years ago, and it is the foundational message in Reformation. Now, some 505 years later, it is the message you need to hear again and again. Sure, Derek, we know the story about grace. Thanks for sharing that with us this morning. So what? What does that have to do with me today? I already have it, don't I? Well, let me say this. The tragic mistake that we all make is that we think we can take care of our own problems by ourselves. We believe that somehow by jumping through religious hoops, we can earn God's favor. That if we try hard enough, we can just simply do it. It is called pride and arrogance. And frankly, this morning, it's actually called ignorance. If we believe God will be impressed with the little bit of good we actually do in comparison with all the bad things we do, not. When it seemed that the truth was nowhere to be found, God made it shine brightly as kings and paupers, priests and monks gave their lives to defend that truth they knew existed, to restore it, to proclaim it, to honor it, to lift it up as the only beacon of salvation. That while we are sinners, Christ died and rose from the dead to give us a relationship with God. That is what Reformation is about. The truth is what we seek and what we need to ask God for is to confess our inability to obtain it on our own. Set aside our pride and surrender ourselves to His service and to His glory, not ours. Truth is the measure of liberty and the truth that will truly set us free. Truth is still reforming hearts. Truth today is still shaping eternal destinies. Truth today continues to bring comfort to our broken lives. Truth is found in our roadmap of life known as the Holy Scriptures. The Scripture, the Bible, is absolute truth, and we should seek it. It tells us that even though we stumble, God does not abandon us. Truth points us to one place and to one place only, to Jesus Christ, our loving Lord and Savior. It also points us to the cross. And may we never forget the cross. But friends, because of Reformation, the things that Christ Jesus did for us, may we never forget the empty tomb. That is where our blessings are. Liberty is founded by the grace of God. We must seek it always. It must be our beacon in the compass of our lives. In doing so, we proclaim that we will never forget the true power of all that God has done for us, all that He continues to do, and all that He will do tomorrow and the day beyond. Scripture also says that Jesus tells us, "For apart from me, you can do nothing." Liberty, our personal liberty, reformed some 505 years ago in our faith, our liberty is founded in the hearts of the seeker who seeks absolute truth. Today we are a church in transition, seeking just that, seeking the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, putting Him as the hub to the wheel here at Bethel. Let it be known that we are seekers of the truth, and thus we shall define our own future through our liberty on this Reformation Sunday. Amen.